At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. You know what time it is. One of our favorite segments of the week. Lightning bets, but not just lightning bets for tonight. Lightning bets for the weekend, college football, the NFL Week 13. It is a big one. I'm looking at my FanDuel Sportsbook app right now. I have way too many things highlighted. I can't wait to get into them all, make my plays. Joe, where are you going this weekend?
Oh, what the hell? Let's get rolling here. Teasers, we talked about those earlier in the week, so I'm going to leave those alone for now. We'll start with the NFL. You can find Arizona at the moment, -7. I believe Kyler's going. We've tried to make a case for the Bears, and we just can't. It's the best teaser leg of the week. Paul Aspen has 876 teasers locked into that one, and I understand why. Arizona, -7, love it. There's a big favorite. My favorite big underdog is the Denver Broncos in a divisional matchup, getting 9.5 points, and hopefully we get to 10 by the time we get to Sunday night. Andy Reid off the bye. It's gotten completely out of control. Kansas City can win. But Denver can also cover, like Teddy Bridgewater just happens to cover. I hope he's 100% because remember, he did miss some time in that game last week. So keep an eye out on that. But this is way inflated. This thing should be much closer to 7, and we're sitting at 9.5. Market's gone too far. Oh, Kansas City figured everything out. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite there. I think they win, but that's too many points. College football tonight. Utah, Oregon, under. They just played. They're playing for the second time in 3 weeks. That one, Utah dominated on the ground. Both of these teams, elite ground games. They're going to bleed that clock. Under 57 and a hook. I like that in the Pac-12 championship game. And, Pitt, Wake Forest, it's going to be high-flying, and it's going to be fun. Just, I know the total has dropped a little bit. It's a high, high number, but I'm okay going over 71. In a hook, throw together a money line parlay. It's a championship Saturday. Why the hell not? Throw some of these favorites together.
Attaboy!
See what you end up with. So let's do one off the fly here. So if I go with Georgia, because I think they're going to win, and I understand if you're a little concerned about them covering the number. If I go Georgia, if I go Cincinnati, and I go Michigan, I got plus money. I'm plus 105. That's not a bad one. I think you could mix and match on Saturday if you're into that sort of a thing.
I like it. College football, big weekend, and, of course, the NFL. Aaron, where are you going for this weekend?
You know I'm into that
sort of
thing.
Can I add one? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I totally missed one.
Your time ran out, pal.
No, I've got to mention this because we haven't mentioned the NBA at all today on this Football Friday. The Suns are plus 250 to win tonight. Don't we just have to?
Wait, I don't get it.
The line's 7.5. Don't we just have to bet Phoenix money line blind and say, I hope they beat them twice this week?
Matter of fact, why don't I grab that?
Yeah, it's too much value.
Joji can't believe it.
It's too much value for a team that's won 18 games in a row. I mean,
right.
Golden State is likely going to win tonight.
250?
I mean, that's probably going to happen.
Plus 250.
Wow. I love that.
Look at Paul. He's like, looking at his phone. He's like, wow.
Yeah. This reminds me of when we in the summer when we talked about, like, you know, it's Astros Dodgers, right? It was something like that. It was like, why are the Astros plus 250? They're really good, too. It's crazy. It's nuts. You got to do it. All right.
With Devin Booker out, real quick, that's what Shea's saying.
He played 15 minutes the other day. I mean, that's probably why you're getting the value. Listen, I think the Warriors are likely to win, but at plus 250, give me the Suns any against any team, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the book's also probably looking at, like, Steph Curry's going to wake up and shoot but way better than he did the other night. It's probably different.
Of course.
But,
I understand.
But
I understand.
Plus 250. I think it's smart play. All right, Aaron, besides plus 250 money line on the Suns, what else do you have today?
I actually may pass on that because I have so many bets going right now, although I do like the diversity, adding a little NBA. So first, I want to give a shout out. I joined the chat today. Thank you to all of our viewers on Twitch. You can always follow along and listen and watch on Twitch. Just look for, is it at BetQL? Yeah. BetQL is the name. OG Plus has a bet over 6 in the Vegas Arizona NHL game. He also said, I think it was a Mike Glennon interception. Anything with that, he was all over. I thought that was funny. So one of our viewers, B Diddy Holla, he's on a Gronk anytime touchdown, and I had the same thing. Brady had 5 touchdowns the last time they played, and Gronk had 2 of them. So Gronk hasn't been scoring much or finding the end zone much, but I'm going to put a little something on that. Then, of course, I have a parlay. We got a college one, Georgia, Cincinnati, Michigan, Oklahoma State. And then I am going to do Alabama plus 6.5. I've got Joe Mixon over his rushing yards, 86.5. I've got the Carson Wentz over 0.5 interception. And I believe that's it.
I like it. I like that interception.
That is it for me.
All right. Here's what I got. Then we'll hear from Shea. We'll hear from Paul. I am going to jump on with you guys with this favorites parlay in college football. I'm going to do, I believe, the same one as Aaron. Oklahoma State, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati. To all win, it is almost 2-1. If all 4 of those teams win, I will take that as a college football parlay. And here are my NFL plays. I've got 4 games and a FanDuel special that I thought was, you know, sometimes they trip you up, but I thought this one was pretty good. So my 4 plays, I'm going to go the Denver Broncos plus 9.5 all week. It's just felt like the line is too big. It doesn't fit. The Broncos actually have a better point differential this year. Teddy is not terrible. And I'm not sold that the Chiefs defense is totally all back. I'm going to go Broncos plus 9.5. I'm going to go the Raiders giving 1.5. It's my one favorite of the week. I like the Raiders this week. I the extra rest they have, short week for the Washington football team. Also a look ahead spot. They get Dallas next week. I'm going to fade this Washington resurgence. This is what happens to the NFC East, right? You think one of these mediocre teams is going to keep winning. They don't keep winning. They lose a game. I'll go the Raiders given 1.5. I'm going to go the Texans plus the 10 against the Colts. It feels like a lot, and I think one turnover in this game could kind of throw things off. Joe Gallant, our guest an hour ago, told us about the Texans forcing a lot of turnovers, and I think that can make this game closer than the Colts want. Texans plus 10. And I'm going to go with the Seahawks. There's something I just feel. I have a weird feeling about this game. Plus 3.5. Maybe I'm just looking for the needle in the haystack, and this is the game Russell Wilson looks more like himself. But I do worry about the 49ers without Debo on that offense. They can't create big plays without him. They don't throw the ball outside or down the field. And no Fred Warner on defense. I'll go the Seahawks getting 3.5 points at home. Mm. And my final one, I saw this on FanDuel. It's that they do the weekly specials. Most times they're pretty tough to hit these. But I thought this one was pretty interesting. Jonathan Taylor to have 100 combined yards, rushing or receiving, and score a touchdown is plus 160. Against one of the worst run defenses. He probably runs for 100 and scores a touchdown. I go Jonathan Taylor to have a big day, plus 160. Shay, what do you got for us today?
I'm going to the Big Ten Championship. I'm a Michigan State guy, so this hurts me to do, but I'm swallowing the 11. There's some 10.5s if you shop. I love Michigan here. People talking about an upset spot because they – or a letdown spot because they just – beat their Ohio State and won their Super Bowl. But what people don't know is Michigan's waited 17 years for a shot to win the Big Ten. This is their Super Bowl, and they get to go against an Iowa team that can't score in a brothel. So, yeah, I think Michigan, just no problem here, man. They have a non-negotiable in their offensive line. They're going to demand where your defense lines up. This is just so easy for me to take Michigan. It should be 14.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I mean, Joe, you lost Joe O with your brothel joke. That was pretty good.
He's not expecting from the clouds. Knocked me out.
I agree with you, Shay. I'm on Michigan, too. It's the right side.
He's right. Iowa can't do anything. How do they score, man?
How does Iowa score? They can't throw the ball. They don't run the ball particularly well. You have Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo lining up against you. How do you score?
And Aiden Hutchinson's going to win the Heisman, right, Joe G?
20-1.
Saturday.
I got it. I took it at 20-1. Let's go. All right. So Shay is on Michigan, given 11. Paul, what do you got for this weekend?
All right. So obviously on the Cardinals, my 7.5 and all the teasers, I'll tweet out all the individual teasers. T.Y. Hilton is a lot. There's a lot of Texans Colts talk, but he lives in Houston, like in that stadium. Here's some numbers from T.Y. in his career now, and he's healthy now. It should be a Jonathan Taylor game, but 378, a touchdown, 7, 121, and 3 touchdowns. This is in his career. 9, 223, and a touchdown. 588. That's just, you know, a regular day at the office. 349, 5, 175, and 2 touchdowns. And 4, 9, 199. These are all in Houston. So whatever T.Y.'s number is, I've looked around a little bit. I don't see it, but he's just going to be streaking. When you see him streaking down that seam, you'll know. But that T.Y. over whatever it is. And the Bama, +3.5 in the first half. I think Kirby Smart is, you know, we'll see how aggressive he starts. It makes sense if he kind of feels it out a little bit. Saban maybe, you know, pulls out one of those trick plays we've talked about a little bit this week to keep, you know, maybe Bama gets on the board early. And that's all you need to get. Should be all you need to get home in the first half.
I like it. +3.5 at Alabama in the first half. Is this the best football weekend of the year until the NFL playoffs? I think it is. Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday?
It is, but it hasn't lived up to the hype lately because we don't have that shocking result. I think last weekend may have been better because you have the big Iron Bowl every year, Ohio State, Michigan. Last week, Bedlam. I think last week's better, and it lived up to it. We'll see if this week will live up to it.
Yeah, you're right. and the NFL games this weekend don't look great. It's not like we had some really good cards games last week. The games this week, it's not exactly like contender versus contender.
If there's one big upset, where are you going? One of these NFL? Big favorites is going to lose outright. One of them. I would go Falcons.
Whoa. Denver.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know I love Denver.
You know I got to do it. Jags.
No.
Four straight losses, I could see it. Sure.
Well, I'm done with the Rams. If they can't beat the Jaguars at home, out. They might miss the playoffs if they lose this game. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Yep. They'll one be 7-6.
One of these double-digit spreads could go down. It's funny. None of us picked the ones that are 7. We went to the 11,
the bigger
13.
Ones. Yeah. That would be wild. All right, fun week this week on the show. We're back Monday to break it all down. Coming up next, we have Jim Rome. And if you're watching on Twitch, so we appreciate our Twitch audience, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. That's up next right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.